The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops what the fuse box is and what it is used for, and how they protect the electrical system of the vehicle. Vehicle fuse box. Vehicles need to be protected in different ways, especially in their electrical system. This protection is provided by the car's fuse box, which not only organizes the fuses in an orderly fashion so that they are easy to locate when needed, but also helps to safeguard some important relays. It is common for some cars to have two fuse box units for this purpose. Let's see what a fuse box is, how to identify it, and how to troubleshoot problems related to it. Car fuse box. A fuse box is an important component in the management of the vehicle's electrical system. It functions as a command center for fuses, which are small devices designed to protect the electrical circuit. These fuses have the ability to melt upon receiving an excessive amount of electrical flow, thus interrupting the circuit they protect to prevent further damage, such as overheating of components or even fires. Causes of fuse blowing. There are two main causes for a fuse to blow. Overload. This happens when a circuit draws more current than it is designed to handle, causing the wires to heat up and eventually burn out. Short circuit. This occurs when there is accidental contact between wires with opposite polarities, which can be caused by deteriorated insulation, frayed wires, or water entering the electrical system. These conditions can result in two types of faults. A circumstantial fault may be temporary, such as a short circuit caused by water, which disappears once the moisture is removed. In these cases, you can simply replace the affected fuse. However, in a persistent fault, such as one caused by frayed wires, you will have to go to a workshop to replace the fuse, which alone will not solve the underlying problem. Fuse types. Fuses are classified in several ways. According to color and amperage, fuses are differentiated by color, where each color represents a specific amperage. This facilitates quick identification, although it is always advisable to check the number of amperes printed on the fuse to ensure its suitability for use. According to shape and material, there are fuses of different shapes and materials, adapted to different vehicle needs and specifications. Some common ones include 1-lead fuses, formerly common but now in disuse due to their tendency to rust. 2. Diazide fuses. These are fastened with screws. 3. Cylindrical fuses made of ceramic. They are shock resistant and are used in additional installations. 4. Tablet fuses, similar to cylindrical fuses but flatter. 5. Fuses encapsulated in glass. They allow observing the filament and checking if it has broken. 6. Fuses type Chicot. They use several metals and are more resistant than the old lead fuses. 7. Screw and plug fuses. They allow opening and closing to replace the internal filament. 8. NH or blade fuses, common in cars and protected by a plastic housing. 9. Grindstone fuses, square and transparent, widely used in Asian cars. 10. Cartridge type fuses surrounded by insulating material, easy to replace. Where is the fuse box located? The location of the fuse box varies depending on the vehicle model, but it is usually located on the hood or in other places, such as on the dashboard, under the steering wheel, in the glove box, or less frequently, in the trunk. Knowing the function and proper maintenance of the fuse box is essential to keep the vehicle in good condition and ensure proper electrical operation. With this guide, you can now identify and solve electrical problems effectively, ensuring the safe operation of your car. Thank you for your time. The class has developed what the fuse box is and what it is used for and how they protect the vehicle's electrical system. See you soon.